اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو
امباورينج ذا يمنى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50, inshallah. Today being the 18th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, corresponding to the 22nd of October, 2024. You can send your messages and your recipe requests, or your, if you want a recipe to be read out, inshallah, you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Inshallah, our first recipe is for a chicken nambali. If anybody knows what's a chicken nambali, then you can send me a message as well. Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you're going to use one chicken breast sliced into two pieces. Chicken breast sliced into two pieces. Half a teaspoon of ginger and garlic. A quarter teaspoon of turmeric powder. A quarter teaspoon of garam masala. Then you're going to use a salt and pepper to season the chicken stock cube. Then you're going to use the salt and pepper to season the chicken stock cube. Then half a potato cut into a cube. Then half a tomato cubed. Then you're going to need some peppers. Cheddar and mozzarella cheese. Half an onion sliced. White sauce. Half a cup with cheese. And then you're going to need coriander to garnish. So you're going to boil the chicken with the cubed potatoes. And then you're going to add in a little ginger, and you're going to add a little ginger garlic. You're going to add in the ginger garlic, salt and pepper. The garam masala. And then you're going to add in a chicken stock cube. With a quarter teaspoon of turmeric. So you're going to add in... First, you're going to boil the chicken with cubed potatoes and a little ginger garlic, salt, pepper, garam masala, and added a chicken. Then you're going to add in a chicken stock cube with a quarter teaspoon of turmeric and seasoned with salt and pepper. Thereafter, you're going to boil the chicken. Assemble the chicken onto a hot sizzler. You're going to assemble the chicken onto a hot sizzler. If you have some leftover white sauce with the cheese, you can use that as well. For an extra kick, you can add in some green chilies. And then on one side, you can layer the potatoes. You can layer potatoes, tomatoes, onions, peppers, and then you can garnish it with the coriander. And you can pop it under the grill till the cheese is melted. Shala, if you are still not sure about this recipe, you can send in your messages on those following numbers. Our next recipe that comes in, it's by Brother Zaid. And this is for dal gos, Durban style. It says here, Durban style dal gos. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you're going to need 200 grams of mutton or chicken, depending what you want to make, a mutton dal gos or a chicken dal gos. 200 grams mutton or chicken. Then you're going to need a quarter cup of chana dal, a quarter cup of oil dal, then you're going to need a quarter cup of pea dal. You're going to need a quarter cup of pea dal, a quarter cup of pink dal. You need a quarter cup of pink dal, 1 tablespoon of masoor, 1 tablespoon of masoor, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste, 2 teaspoons of dhania powder, 2 teaspoons of dhania powder, 1 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1 teaspoon of arad, 1 teaspoon of arad, 1 teaspoon of red chilies, 1 teaspoon of red chilies, 1 large onion, 1 large onion, 1 tomato, 1 tomato, 2 pieces of cinnamon stick, 2 pieces of cinnamon stick, 1/2 cup of oil, 2 ilachi of cardamom, 2 ilachi, 2 ilachi, 1/4 cup of dhania, 1/4 cup of spring onion, 1 few curry leaves and mint leaves. Okay, then you're going to braise the heera. You're going to braise the heera and onions in ghee. You're going to braise the heera and onions in ghee and oil until it's gold. Then you're going to add in the masala and meat and braise all well. Then you're going to add in the tomatoes and allow to blend and soak all the lentils overnight. You're going to add the tomatoes and allow to blend in and soak all the lentils overnight. In the morning, wash the lentils and put to boil. In the morning, wash the lentils, put to boil in a pressure cooker. When it's done, you can set aside and blend in a blender. When it's done, you can set it aside and blend it in a blender. Cook the meat for 15 minutes and add the pureed lentils and cook till it's done. Cook the meat for 15 minutes and add the pureed lentils and cook until it's done. For the bagar, you're going to need 2 tablespoons of ghee and onion rings. 2 tablespoons of ghee, onion rings, 2 whole green chilies, 2 whole green chilies, 1 teaspoon of jeera, 2 whole green chilies, 1 teaspoon of jeera, 1/2 teaspoon of whole mustard seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of whole mustard seed, 1 teaspoon of silvered garlic, 1 teaspoon of silvered garlic. Then you're going to braise it till the onions are gold. You're going to braise until the onions are gold. Then you're going to add to the pot and close tightly. Add to the pot and close tightly. Then you're going to add in the garam masala and achar masala before serving. Add in the garam masala and the achar masala before serving. And you can also garnish it with chopped greens. And there you have your dal gos for a Durban style. Our next recipe comes in for a 7-minute chocolate cake. 7-minute chocolate cake. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima Ali. Sister Fatima Ali for sending in this recipe. You're going to need 1 cup of flour. 1 cup of flour. Then you're going to need 3 tablespoons of cocoa. 3 tablespoons of cocoa and 3 teaspoons of baking powder. 3 teaspoons of baking powder. One cup of sugar. 1 cup of sugar. 1 cup of sugar. You're going to need a pinch of salt. A pinch of salt. 2 eggs. 2 eggs. 1 cup of boiling water. 1 cup of boiling water. 1/4 cup of oil. 1/4 cup of oil. Then for your method, you're going to sift the flour. Then you're going to sift the flour. You're going to sift the flour, the baking powder, the cocoa, sugar, and the salt. You're going to whisk the eggs and make a well in the center. You're going to whisk the eggs and make a well in the center of dry ingredients and pour in the eggs. You're going to make a well in the center of dry ingredients and pour in the eggs. And thereafter, you're going to cover the eggs with the dry ingredients. You're going to mix it together and then you're going to boil the boiling water and the oil. You're going to mix together the oil and the boiling water and then you're going to pour it over the ingredients and use an egg whisk. You're going to boil, you're going to mix together the oil and the boiling water. You're going to pour it over the ingredients and use an egg whisk and whisk lightly until it is smooth. Then you're going to grease and line, a round microwave dish. Grease and line a round microwave dish. Pour the mixture in. You're going to pour the mixture in and microwave on high for about 6 minutes. Pour the mixture in on high. Pour the mixture in and microwave on high for about 6 minutes. Then you're going to allow it to stand in the microwave for about a minute. You're going to allow it to stand for a minute in the microwave and then turn out onto a plate. And then you're going to decorate as desired. So that was a 7 minute chocolate cake. Our next recipe that comes in is for a leg mutton roast. And this comes for, and this was sent in by Sister Mashuda. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mashuda for sending in this recipe. So what you're going to need, you're going to need a full leg of roast. Right, you're going to need one leg of roast. Then for your marinade, you're going to need 1 tablespoon of garlic. 1 tablespoon of garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger. 1 teaspoon of ginger. 1 teaspoon of red masala. 1 teaspoon of red masala. 2 tablespoons of red of Robertson's barbecue spice. 2 tablespoons of Robertson barbecue spice. 1 tablespoon of steak and chop spice. 1 tablespoon of steak and chop spice. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of garlic and herb. 1 teaspoon of garlic and herb. 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies. 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies. 1.5 teaspoons of dhana powder. 1.5 teaspoons of dhana powder. 1/2 teaspoon of whole jeera seeds. 1/2 teaspoon of whole jeera seeds. You're going to need salt to taste. Then you're going to need 1 tablespoon of vinegar. 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. Then for your sauces, you're going to need 2 tablespoons of Steers a peri peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of Steers peri peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 1 teaspoon of mustard sauce. 1 teaspoon of mustard sauce. 2 tablespoons of Steers garlic sauce. 2 tablespoons of Steers garlic sauce. 1 tablespoon of Steers barbecue sauce. 1 tablespoon of Steers barbecue sauce. 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. And 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. You're going to marinate the leg overnight for flavor. Marinate the leg overnight for flavor or sink in with all other spices. Then you're going to add the leg into a pressure cooker. Add the leg into a pressure cooker with some water and give it a 4 to 5 whistles. If you don't have a pressure cooker, cook in a large pot until it's soft and tender. Add the water if necessary. Do this 30 minutes before serving. Do this 30 minutes before serving. in a huge pyrex dish, add the cooked leg, pouring the sauce all over the leg, and add some blobs of butter, and let it cook in a preheated oven until the sauce starts to simmer. And that was the recipe for a leg mutton roast. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to all the listeners that sent in your recipes and participated in our show. Inshallah, we will continue our segment tomorrow, inshallah. Please make me maaf. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of Naat Qiraat with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Jazakallah khairan, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.